I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's a lot on the line as leaders from the U.S., the European Union, Russia, and Ukraine meet today in Geneva. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says the outcome is of special interest to former Soviet nations in Central Asia.
Churches in all of the countries are watching what happens on a day-by-day basis. Central Asia is a matter of significant concern because of the crackdown on the churches in those regions. We've seen raids take place and literature confiscated. It's really a sad situation.
Pray that Russia won't expand its reach into Central Asia. Next, Educational Care is a 6-module course launched by Worldwide Christian Schools in Africa, Southeast Asia, and South America. WWCS's Dale Dielman says the way these modules are taught runs parallel to training offered to church planters.
There are a lot of similarities in how we are working to empower people on the grassroots level, whether they are teachers or pastors or church planters, evangelists or whomever, elders and deacons in churches who've never received real training in these leadership areas.
At our website, you can read what one teacher had to say for herself about the training. And the Jesus Film Project wants to see the Jesus Film translated into more than 1,500 languages. But they're going to need some help to get there, which is why they've launched the Stint Internship Program. It's hands-on training for young people who are missions-minded and looking for ways to get involved. Are they effective? You bet. A stinter in Latin America shares how her team is helping share Christ's story in Puerto Rico. The details are at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Passion Week, and along with our normal daily newscasts, we're offering a special broadcast for you as you consider your response to these observations. You'll find the link at our website in the podcast section under Interviews. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.